So we'll chant the refuges and precepts, and then I'll guide you through the Metta Bhavana. Viribodhi has suggested I actually lead through, because then you get a new voice and maybe a new angle on the practice, so I'll lead you through. Apologies to those if you don't be like being led, if you like quiet time. Some people are like that, I know, they don't want somebody talking at them while they're trying to meditate. So apologies for that. But it's a good skill to learn how to just let someone talk through a meditation and ignore them. It's a good skill to learn. You just let them go on and you're just doing your own thing. So by all means, if you want to do your own way of doing it, just filter me out. Yeah, I'm just a sound going on, but you don't have to really take much notice of me. So we begin just by settling down, allowing our energy to settle and become a little stiller, a little quieter. Sometimes this settling down time takes some time. If you're agitated, if you've rushed to get here, if you've had a busy day. So gradually, slowly arriving. And allowing your awareness to settle down into your body. Sinking down. Away from the area of your head. Right down through the neck and the shoulders, down the arms, to the hands, down your back, the upper back, down your backbone through the middle, into the middle of the back. Lower back and your bottom. Just feel the sense of your weight pressing down on the cushion or the seat. Feel that. Connecting you to the earth. Also down the front of your body, down your chest, solar plexus, abdomen, down to your genitals, hips, down through your upper legs, knees, lower legs. And as we get to the lower legs, if you're sitting on cushions, you'll feel parts of them pressing down on the mats. Feel that. Touch. Down to the ankles, the feet, and probably everyone's feet in touch with the floor. If you're sitting on a chair, it'll be the soles of your feet. Take your awareness there. Feel the touch, the contact. And if you're sitting on the floor, it'll be the sides of your feet or the tops. Feel that. And just being aware of the whole of your body. The soft animal of your body. just doing this, just allowing your awareness to settle, to dwell in the body, is a really positive, skillful thing to do. It has a very good effect on us. So even if you're unable to do anything else, just doing this is really good. It's good practice, mindfulness practice. The first of the four elements of mindfulness, mindfulness in the body. And let's see if we can practice the metta bhavana in the body. So just try to maintain this body awareness throughout the practice. When you feel your energy going up into your head, see if you can just gently pull it back down, allowing gravity to pull it back naturally. Notice that the body's breathing. So later I'm going to be talking about the great love. But let's not think too much about that right now. Let's think about the little love, the small, modest love that we may be able to allow to grow. Just being happy with small, even minute feelings of metta. Firstly, towards yourself. See what happens when you invite metta to arise, to grow in your heart. See if you can approach the practice with a sense of interest and curiosity, because it doesn't always go to plan, does it, meditation? You want something to happen. Maybe you're expecting something to happen, and then often it doesn't happen. So kind of be interested in that rather than disappointed. Allowing a soft, warm, tender awareness to grow inside you. Gentle, sensitive. When we invite that kind of feeling, sometimes we get the opposite. Might be feeling something else like irritation, anger, or maybe sadness. And if that happens, just see if you can allow yourself to feel metta towards yourself as it's happening, even compassion. Not trying to make anything happen, not forcing anything. Just being with yourself just as you are, but being open to the possibility of warmth, metta arising within you. extending the invitation. So now we think of a friend, we invite them into our field of awareness, so we do this, we try to maintain awareness of our heart center. Try to maintain this idea of soft, warm, gentle awareness, and we extend that to our friend. Wishing them well, using the phrases if you find them helpful. Or you can use imagery, imagining perhaps warm rays of light moving from your heart center to their heart center. Also, allowing their good wishes towards you to come towards you, receiving them, opening up to their metta, their warm feelings towards you. giving and receiving. Okay, letting your friend go now. We'll come back to them later. And maybe let go of all effort for a few moments. Stop making an effort. When we begin again, once we start making the effort to practice again, just notice the kind of effort you're making. The kind of effort we need with the Metta Bhavana is very, very soft and gentle. We're not pushing, we're not trying very hard to make anything happen. It's just gently bringing our mind back again and again to the person and to our heart center, bringing those two together and just see what happens. So let's think about someone we don't know very well now. When we thought of someone, we invite them in to our heart area. The challenge of this stage is the fact that because we don't know the person, we don't really care very much about them, and we're not even very interested in them. Even not interested in really caring for them. And it's very easy for the mind to wander onto other things because there's this lack of interest. So the challenge here is to, first of all, try to stay with the person. This is, in traditional terms, the object of your meditation is the neutral person now. Try to stay with them, gently. And then the next challenge is to really be aware that this person really is another person. Their life is as important, as valuable to them as yours is to you. So in this sense, in this stage, we try to sense the value of that person's life to them. It's as if we're giving them the gift of our awareness of the importance of their life to them. They have a whole life which we know really hardly anything, probably nothing about. Their background, their family, their friends, their job, their ambitions, the people they love, the people who love them. There's a whole world there. All we need to do is open up to their human life. Okay, let them go. We'll come back to them later. And let go of all effort. Just doing nothing for a few moments. Just checking how you are. Where is your awareness? What's the quality of it? Remember, we're trying to do the practice with our body, so just make sure your awareness is down deep, as far as you can go into your body, and that it's soft and gentle, not trying too hard. A sense of allowing rather than making happen. So now we think of that difficult person. When we teach this to beginners, we say don't choose someone very difficult, but that's just to beginners. Now that you've been practicing for some time, you can, if you want to, choose someone very, very difficult, if there is such a person. First thing is just to bring them to mind. Just stay with that for a little while. Don't do any more, just bring them into your mind. And feel what it feels like to bring that person to mind. It's unpleasant, isn't it? What we're experiencing in Buddhist psychological terms is unpleasant vedana. Vedana is feeling or sensation. And it's always to do with the past. It's what you're experiencing now as a result of previous actions, either your own or somebody else's. So we're experiencing the unpleasant vedana of whatever's happened in the past. There's no way around that, so feel it. So, in the practice, we're not going to try to turn that unpleasant vedana into pleasant vedana. That isn't the point. we're not going to try to suddenly like this person or feel good towards them. That probably won't happen. So the challenge of this fourth stage is to feel the unpleasant Vedana, feel whatever it is that they've done to you, or you think they've done to you, the pain, and see if you can soften your heart, which may mean feeling the pain even more. Softening towards them, becoming gentle, see what that feels like, see if it's possible to feel the unpleasant Vedana and wish them well anyway. That's the challenge. Because it's very easy to wish someone well who makes you feel good. It's very difficult to wish someone well who makes you feel bad. This is difficult. So you need to go gently, go easy with yourself. If it becomes overwhelming, just come back to yourself, your body, your breath. Wish yourself well. When you feel ready and up to it, go back to this person. So this ability to feel the suffering that others cause us, but to wish them well anyway, is what changes the world. It's what changes long conflicts into peace. And we know how difficult that is. But it can be done. Nelson Mandela did it. The Dalai Lama is constantly doing it, so we know it's possible. Remember, you're not trying to like that person. You're not trying to excuse their behaviour, make it seem that actually it's okay, what they did is okay. We're wishing them well, even though they may have treated us badly. Okay, that's enough for now. Let go of them. Come back to yourself. Do what you need to do. Okay, so now we move into the fifth stage, and the fifth stage is called equaling or equalizing. So we bring all four people together in our imagination: self, friend, neutral person, and difficult person or enemy. and we try to equalize our goodwill towards them. This doesn't mean equalize our Vedana. Doesn't mean that we should feel equally good about each person, or that we're trying to like each person equally. The way we feel about each person is kind of determined already. We don't have much choice over that. We're trying to wish them well, no matter how we feel about them. And it's the wishing well that we're trying to equalize, not the feeling about them. So what happens is you think of the good friend and you think, yeah, good, like him or her. Think of the difficult person, the enemy, and think, oh, don't like that person. That's natural, and we're not really trying to change that. We're wishing them well. That's our intention. Don't forget yourself. Now that may be enough for the time being for some of you. You may have done enough work, it's good work. You may need to just stay there or even stop now, relax, let go. You may want to continue, and we can do that by just very gently now opening out to everyone here in this room. There's a kind of generalized sense of people here. Remember giving and receiving, so see if you can wish everyone here well, but also receive everyone else's well wishes. You could do this with the breath, so breathing in everyone's well wishes, breathing out your own towards everyone else. And then extending outwards in any way you want to, as far as you want to, or as little. The main thing here is that our head, our mind, goes much quicker than our heart. So you can very, very quickly think about all the countries in the world, leaving your heart behind. So see if you can keep them together. And only go as far as your heart can go. Family, friends, people in the Sangha, your local area, Stockholm, as far as you want. So we're not the only ones who practice the metta bhavana. It's a very widespread practice throughout the Buddhist world. And in the last 10, 20 years, it's gone beyond the Buddhist world too. Many, many people practice the metta bhavana in secular settings. Positive psychology has introduced it. And there are people training people in compassion-focused therapy in the UK and America. So thousands and thousands of people, maybe even millions of people in the world, do this practice. So there's bound to be other people in the world at the moment doing this practice and doing the final stage. So one of the things we can do is receive as well as give. Receive other people's metta. Let it in.